5, with everyone present. The minutes for February were approved with one amendment. I reviewed that a request for to review and receive electronic copies of some financial disclosures were responded to by saying how to make a FOIL request and that they're not available electronically at this point. Updates to the website included the agenda and the draft minutes. And the prior financial disclosure was removed and will be replaced by the new one that we're going to confirm today. FOIL requests. These were kind of a little interesting. one person made two requests. One was for information on complaints, ethical complaints against 4 different people, and also followed it up with financial disclosures for 4 different people. I responded saying, who are these people? One we knew, but instead of having David go back every year to check on disclosures, we want to know who these other people are. We knew one of them. So they may or may not be people required to disclose. So I've had that communication. And wanted to know what years they wanted. A general request isn't helpful to us. Mm-hmm. And they also always request a waiver and of the fees, and I said that there wouldn't be a waiver. So we're waiting on what those requests are.
On what basis will we ever waive a fee?
There isn't any basis. I've done it in the past. Yeah. The fees are minimal, 25 cents a page.
Yeah.
The FOIL disclosure is 8 pages, $2. And it hasn't been a barrier.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's pretty much in line with other towns and municipalities.
Well, if we were to have a financial disclosure electronically already, I would have no problem sending it out and not charging a fee because the work had been done. When we get a FOIL request, David has to go in, pull the thing out, redact the names of the dependent children, copy it, then have that, those are the 8 pages, and do that number, and also do the mailing out. So it's labor intensive. Mm-hmm. More than
I just wondered, I mean, somebody asking for a waiver, why they did it if it's not.
Because
out
of
there.
The law allows it, so they broke the law. Okay, where public interest is. Mm-hmm. We just haven't found it, and it hasn't been a barrier. So, in addition, there was a request, it was a strange voicemail that Leslie got that I couldn't open or understand. FOIL requests should be in writing.
Yes.
And so we'll wait for that. If it's important enough, they'll get back to us, or you, okay?
Well, yeah, I did speak to them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
When's a person in Florida care?
Well, remember, we can carry our cell phone numbers any place.
I guess he was originally from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Do
you know what it was about?
It sounded like you maybe spoke to him. You said the 4 individuals, 3 that we didn't know.
Yes.
That was the same.
Oh, that was the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, then we've gotten the written request.
Oh, you did get it. Okay. That was
Well, but if it's the same one,
mm-hmm.
then we... But that wasn't the same name.
I thought it was the same person. I did speak to the individual following the voicemail. Well, you sent me
Was it a man or a woman?
Was it a man?
No, the person who made the other request was a woman.
Oh, okay. So maybe you didn't get it right.
No, so...
I did speak to him.
And you said, give us a written request?
Yeah.
All right, a written request?
And I think that's good, too, because then the law requires us to do certain things, and then once we get writing, we know what they're asking, whether we can meet the requirements, and then whether we meet the requirements of the rest of the law. So.
And it's not onerous. We just say, please put it in writing, and they don't have to fill out a form. They just have to
An
say
email.
It. Yeah, it works. We made it as easy as possible. Okay. Other communications, I don't think there were others that we had. In old business, I'm assuming we've got nothing new from any of the political parties. All right. David did follow up on departments who were requested to give us a list of people who had to fill out the form. There were many more delinquent than before, and the final one I literally had to say, we don't want to announce at our board meeting that your department is the only one. So, and I made the call. Vianne, the transition with Vianne and David has left gaps because David doesn't have all of the contacts that Vianne does. And in this, and in this case, the department, the contact at this department retired as well. So, but we have the list from all of them. Whether they're accurate or not is not our problem. We rely on them to do it. Where we know something is inaccurate, we will take care of it. So they may have listed some people for 2020 who started. We'll deal with that. We now have the list, and when we approve the review, the final document, we'll send it out to everybody on the list.
Actually, we did vote on it last time.
Okay, then we're fine with that. If we're fine with it, we'll go on. I'm going to, if we don't have to do the final review of that, I want to tell you what we're going to do because we did it last year. There was a time in the past when we relied on departments to distribute these disclosures to their people. And we don't have control over it when that happens. People can say they didn't get it. And I'm not sure whether people turn it back in to the department, and this is confidential, it comes to us, not the departments. So we decided last year that they would all be hand-delivered or mailed. By hand-delivered, it means Vianne and not David will take a pile over to another floor in here with a checklist and hand them out to the people and have them initial. That way we know it. It's very labor-intensive,
yeah.
But it is, we need to make sure that people get it, acknowledge it, and then we'll mail out the rest, and then we'll do whatever follow-ups. But last year we got them out on March 22nd. This year, March 23rd, is a Monday. The idea was to get it out early enough to give them time, but not so early that it gets lost in a piece of paper. And last year seemed to work out okay. So the intent is to distribute them on the 23rd. What David will do is he'll take this form and send it out for printing. So, not running it off here, send it out for printing. In order to do that, we need to do the cover letter for it. And
everybody's got one.
You should have it now. And David made some changes in it to update it. I have to apologize. I found it this morning. So at 5 to 8, David will down copy it, okay? And again, the transition between Vianne and David is working its way through, but is not simple. Vianne knew more than she had written down.
Okay.
So that's everybody ought to leave an organizational will to say where to find things.
This says something about the date of this notice, but there's no date.
We'll put the date on.
Okay. But there's no blank, so that's right. Just blank
it out. It says it happened.
We're going to update. This is last year.
Oh.
Okay. So in the first one, it should say January 1st, 2019, to December 31st, 2019. I don't know what.
Yep. It does.
Okay. Yep. He updated it.
I missed 10 minutes ago. One in the second paragraph.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The only one I think.
No later than May 15, 2020. Yeah, you'll get better. The copy of the 2019 financial disclosure is there. Before May 15, 2020, the law date is the same. Some substantial revisions were made to 219, and I don't...
That should be 18.
No.
No, it should be...
Oh. Well, you said, well, revisions made to the... So you, there you would have to say 18.
Yeah. So it should be, instead of 2, it should be on the...
Okay.
Of that. Okay? Can you change that to on?
Sure.
The... 2019 financial disclosure, including without limit to the following, please.
Before the 2019?
Four?
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's, would you rather have four? I don't care.
I like four.
The two of them.
You like four? It's going to be four. Four it is.
I vote the two.
Stop it. But I couldn't remember the revisions we made. I know we did it to the definition of gifts. Did we make any other revisions? I think we did something about dependents.
Yeah, just how it was listed, which I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, let's just say and dependents.
Right.
Okay. I'm doing it on the line.
Take up the first and then.
I did.
Oh, that is.
I'll review it and you'll send it out. Disclosure, that's saying, next sentence is saying, now it should go to David Bojanowski, not the Ann. Did you change that too?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Actually, he left it the Ann, so they would go to her, so he didn't have to do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine.
That's separate.
Yeah, and the next paragraph, it says, or via email at david.bojanowski@erie.gov. Can we do that? And it's revised. Are there any, we're going to add the date. Now, what date do you want to put down? The date that he does the initial distribution?
The date that you're starting to distribute. So
March 23rd. Okay, at the top.
Because they have 30 days from that date.
Okay, March 23rd. That's good. So with those revisions on the form, is there a motion to accept this as the cover letter for filers?
So moved.
Okay, Chris?
I second.
Okay, Brian, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're on board with all of that. Now, there was one thing that came in between, and I'm sorry. I'm out of order again. I sent you just recently some communication between Leslie and the council and one of the departments about requesting our opinion on a candidate for a position, not a candidate, someone who's going to offer a position, whose job it is to review a particular contract agency that he currently serves on the board of directors. Okay. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to narrow this just a little bit to start. One is it a conflict of interest for somebody in that position to review an agency that they're on the board of directors?
Most definitely.
Oh yeah.
I want to get that one out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first point of our opinion is it is clearly a conflict of interest. So. And they've suggested, they've talked about two different things. One is that the person be asked to resign from the board, and I would add, and all committees. And the second is whether those responsibilities related to this agency should be removed from the position. So what is your sense?
Well, I saw your comments. To me, the first thing is there was an implication that he would still be working on stuff for them, but he wouldn't have the final say. And so to me, he can't work on anything for them at all if he's going to. The second thing is, law firms put up the Chinese wall, which means that you can't work on a certain matter. Say you have an associate that comes over from another law firm.
We call this the gray wall.
So,
okay.
So, yes. But that means they can't have no touch, they can't get any income from, etc. So I don't know if they have experience doing that, because he can't look at, he can't touch, he can't do anything if they're going to do that. And if they're not willing or have not been experienced to do that, then I would agree with her that he should resign from the board and your addition of any committees.
Yeah. One other comment do you have? Well, then I have a couple. I think that there are two different things in here. First of all, the issue of assignment is the agency's responsibility, not his. I think that first he should be asked to resign from the board and all committees. And we don't know whether he had been asked, and maybe that's a simple kind of thing. But in all committees, it's critical to me, because it means he doesn't have any contact with the ongoing operation. The second is that he should not be allowed to have any contact with anything that relates to this agency, even if he resides. One of the reasons are that when you, and I read this here, when you do a report, and it's annual reports, it's retrospective. So it has to include a period of time in which he was involved. So he is effectively reviewing retrospectively an agency that he had a fiduciary responsibility. But even more than that, the appearance of a conflict is clear. And we've said in our, some of our laws even say that, that it's not just the actual, but the appearance of. And so my recommendation, my personal one, which I'm throwing out, would be one is that he be asked to resign from the board and all committees. And the second would be that all responsibilities for that contract agency be removed from his job, including his access to reports, including any communications.
I think that's just what you said in terms of the Great Wall in China.
But I'm talking about both.
Exactly.
I'm not suggesting either or. I'm suggesting both, because the issue is the appearance.
Well,
if he shouldn't have any communication with anybody, he shouldn't be reviewing it. He shouldn't be at a meeting that attending to it.
Well, here's the thing. In the legal circles, they do this wall, and so you are, you can't do when you have that, you can't do anything touching it. Now the thing is that might be what he does for all of them. So I'm not sure that's even possible. Because they implied that he was going to still have to do work on it. Did you get that impression?
I did get that
impression. Yeah, and I think he can.
Well, I agree. The other thing
his main job with this agency.
Because it was the only agency doing this particular thing.
Right,
correct. Yeah.
So I'm not sure, anyway, but I would also add to yours, possibly committees and any official positions. Because you may not be on the board, but still have position.
No, remember, they're asking us for an opinion. They're asking us for an opinion. So the first part of opinion is his relationship with this board does present a conflict of interest. That's the first. The second is that he should be asked to resign from the board, committees, and
any official position.
And any official position. But the third is that he should have no responsibility, communications, or access to anything related to this organization.
Forever?
I don't know forever.
Or at least for the period covering until the period that he was on it, it is relinquished. So if they go back 1 year.
But we can, I'm suggesting we not say forever and we not set a limit because we don't know. I don't know what options exist for that. For that department, they're asking us for an opinion. And basically what we're saying is, yes, you're right, it's a conflict. Yes, you ought to ask for this. And, not or, you ought to have no connection with this. How long that is, what they do, is not our business right now. If they want to ask more, let them ask more.
I think if we give an opinion, I think what you had said was a really good point that should be mentioned to them, because they may not think about it, that it is a year interview, so he may have had, that it covers a time that he was involved. And so that is, a reason behind not having any, any contact at the moment.
This seems kind of a bit not urgent. It's going to happen soon. So whatever we decide, I'm going to ask Leslie if she'll connect with the attorney there. You realize that these departments are free to not take our advice.
Okay.
Somebody
would have to complain about it.
Well, then there will be something. But I think our advice will be persuasive. I'm surprised, as an aside, that they didn't consider this in the hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that they shouldn't have. I mean that they should have addressed these things beforehand.
Maybe it also, we don't know what was behind the scenes, and they may have told them, look, you may have to resign from this.
It's not the essence of the communication. They're still talking about what they could have done. I mean, this sounds like all of the lobbyist stuff, where you leave a position and you go work for somebody else, or you leave a major organization or company and then go into a position of monitoring this. I mean,
just for discussion, if he had absolutely no involvement whatsoever with that, the issue with the agency in his work, why would he have to resign from the board?
Because that department, and he's in at least a middle management position, is in charge of communication, it has the impression that he may have influence, or he could have influenced people about it. I think it is better.
It's a contract from the sheriff's department.
My feelings about it, the ethics of it, is that there should be no way in which somebody could accuse the department of hiring somebody to monitor their own former agency. At the very least, there is the public impression of favoritism. He used to be on the board, and now, even years later, he's writing reports about the organization.
Yeah, but if we said he can't do any work with the organization.
Oh, why would he have to resign?
Yeah.
Just seemed reasonable to me.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't seem reasonable to me.
Right.
Now, we've always done this by consensus, so I'd like a sense of what we want to do together. We've already agreed that the existing relationship opposes the conflict. They're asking whether they should ask him to resign. And my answer would be yes, they should ask him.
I think there's the assumption that if they ask him to resign, he can then work on the issues regarding this.
Oh, no, there's a second thing.
Right.
We can't direct them to do it. We can tell them that, in our opinion, it is a conflict, and go beyond that to the next question.
And that's why I think that what Stephen had mentioned was a good point that should be, I think, would be helpful for them to see, because they may not think, oh, he's reviewing stuff that he did and had a fiduciary responsibility for. So I think that's a good thing to kind of say, hey, this is part of the reason why.
So because he would still be involved in retrospective reviews, which cover periods of time of his involvement, his responsibility for that agency, he should not be required to have any responsibility in that agency.
Yeah.
Or would be allowed to. That's a good rationale. Now, this is not enthusiastic, aside from Ellen, who's still uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm enthusiastic.
I mean, I really shouldn't have anything to do with it. I think then, what difference does it make that he's on the board when he doesn't work
for the agency that he works for reviews that program?
And they kind of said it in there, because he said that his boss would have final say on the
reports. But if he isn't involved with doing anything.
Well, that's not what they're saying. They're saying he is.
No, I'm agreeing. He shouldn't have anything to do with it. I'm just saying, if it's clear that's not part of his job responsibility, who cares that he sits on the board over here? If he has nothing to do with
it. I think theoretically, maybe, but I think they've kind of said that he does. That's part of his job. That's part of what this agency does.
You also have the issue of the appearance of there being a problem.
That's the biggest one.
Now you're sitting here saying, oh, well, you're really not doing it, wink, wink, nod, but you're still on the board and you're still with the employee and they're still doing it, whether your person doing it or not.
All right. The best practice would be that they're entitled to not follow. This is an opinion. And nothing's happened yet, you know?
Right.
There's nothing that's happened yet. So where are we? 3 points. First is the existing
relationship. Conflict's on board.
Second is that we agree with the recommendation.
Resignation.
That he be asked to resign from the board, committees, and
any official position.
And any official positions.
Yep.
And the third is that, in addition, he should have no responsibility for anything related to this agency, because, in part because analysis of reviews are retrospective in May and would include periods of time when he was in those reviews.
Agree.
Can you get that through?
Okay.
Okay, that was kind of interesting. I like that one.
Well, law firms do that a lot. I mean, that comes up, and even in those situations where they're used to it, sometimes it's not allowed anyway. So
it's not just law firms. What happens is, in medicine, you don't treat family members. And there are occasions in my field, in the addiction field, where we hired former clients who have been sober for many years, and their records were sealed, and nobody had access to them. And we tried to make that change and put the wall in. And it's always the same with lots of organizations. Teachers don't have their own children in their class. And it's the same issue. It's the appearance of a conflict.
They pick who's teaching their children.
The law is flexible, isn't it? The annual report. I just ran out of time. Did you have any edits or suggestions for it?
I had a personal one. You had me appointed as November 2019. I believe it was 2019.
Okay. I'll make that change. 2018. It's not personal, it's substantial. Did you really have a chance to read it? Because I'll take a moment if you guys... I don't mean here. You can send it.
Honestly, I didn't.
All right, well, look. You've got it. I really want to send it out this month in March, which we usually do. Will you send me whatever corrections
Absolutely.
You've got? All right, because I'd like you to read it closely, because I just got bleary-eyed. If you'll do that and send me the comments within a week, by the 16th?
Sure.
Okay. Now, we have our next meeting on April 6th. Let me suggest this. And I am intensely concerned about the welfare of everybody on this board, because we can't do anything about it. And there are not that many of us. If there is no substantial business in April, because we've sent things out and there's nothing to do, we may postpone the meeting. I normally wouldn't, but I think this virus stuff is going to raise anxieties everywhere. And I want to make sure that you're okay with coming here. The numbers in Erie County and locally will increase because they have to. That's just the way things will go. I have my semi-annual cough in the back of my throat. I am terrified to talk cough in front of anybody. And so, I just want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable going. I have some other meetings that I've had some people who have been too anxious to attend. So, how do you feel about that?
Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't care, but you know I'm not going to be here the 6th anyway, so.
All right.
You guys.
Well, what I'll do is we'll talk about it ahead of time. If there's no substantial business, there's no reason, although we could meet anyway, but if any of you feel any anxieties about this, I want to know about it. Okay? We'll do that. And I know Rebecca's got two little ones.
And we're more likely to get sick because of the two little ones in school.
Well,
that and the prison population that I've worked so closely with, so we could just excuse me.
Keep moving down.
So our next meeting is scheduled April 6th, given the issue about whether or not we have substantial business. Are there any public comments? Ross, do you want to say anything? You sure?
Someday we'll get them on tape.
Which office are you running for this month? I love seeing your name in there. That's good. You know, someday you really ought to run for one of these offices.
Okay.
All right, no public comment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, this was quick.
Ellen? That's it? Goodbye. Is that quick enough?